The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede, Episode 1.
Hello there. Once again, I welcome you to The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Today, I want to talk to you about surviving and thriving in tough times. Tough times are not new in any way. I grew up, like somebody said, in the 60s, there was a song they used to sing in Nigeria, Ilule Kosewolode. It's a Yoruba song, meaning the times are hard, there is no money anywhere. So before I was born, times were hard, and people were looking for money and they couldn't get. I still remember my father telling me that when they were giving us one penny to go to school, that things have gotten so bad that in his own time, it used to be three people to one penny, and they will eat and be satisfied. And in my own time, it was one person eating a penny, which was amazing to them. They considered the times then hard. And some people will tell you that there was a time dollar was 50 kobo, there was a time dollar was 85 kobo, and all that. And the few times was hard when dollar became 5 naira, when it became 8 naira, people were shouting hard times. I don't know what rate it is today, but I know that throughout the ages, there is no time that people did not thrive. No matter how hard things are, that people will thrive. The truth is that the star shines 24 hours every day, but only darkness reveals it. Until times are tough, we don't know who is really a giant. It is said that tough times don't last. Tough people do. And somebody has written a whole book on it. Tough times will come and go. Tough people will always survive tough times. I encourage you, be that tough person for yourself and for your community and for your nation. There is an old saying that if you know the truth will set you free. The underlying assumption here is that you will apply the truth that you know. Unfortunately, that is not our reality. Many people know the truth, but application is a problem. The truth today is that times are hard across the globe. The countries are not smiling. There is inflation everywhere all over the world. But I must acknowledge, I don't know whether it's because I live in Nigeria, but I think it's worse in Nigeria because I've tried visiting a few African countries and I have seen that they are able to face their realities and they are moving on by the knowledge of the truth. For us to survive and thrive in this season, we need, first of all, to acknowledge the reality of the day. Most of the time, we live in denial. And living in denial has never been helpful for anybody. When you are sick, agree that you are sick. So we know what to treat and what type of sickness you are suffering from. The doctors or whoever is treating you, we know that you have a problem and you will know what to attend to. We do positive confession. When you are sick, you say you are strong. When you are poor, you say you are rich. Those things, they are okay at confession level. But in reality, I read a story in the Holy Book that Peter's mother-in-law was sick of fever. And Jesus went there and healed him. I thought they would have said Peter's mother-in-law was strong. They didn't say strong. They admitted what it was. We shouldn't get holier than Jesus. Number two, we need to be positive. Be positive that you will get through it. Tough times cannot consume you unless you submit yourself to it to be consumed. No matter how tough it may appear on the outside, your inner resolve that you will get through it. Tough times will come and go, but tough people will always be there to tell the story. Through war, people rose. Like I mentioned in some others, speech that I've given earlier, that whatever you call a problem is somebody's opportunity. I know we are a wasteful people. By culture in Nigeria, we are wasteful. And that is the reality. Because we are wasteful, you have event centers everywhere. Somebody is waiting to give you a hall for 7 million naira for 4 hours. Go and set up event centers in England or UK or Canada and see how much you sell. You are not likely to sell the way you sell in Nigeria. Somebody is an event planner because there is always an event to plan. Somebody is makeup artist because there is always somebody who wants to paint his face yellow in the morning, green in the evening. But know that you will come out of it. And that is one thing I assure you of. Number three, you must be adaptable to changing times and circumstances. Many people will say, with how we used to do it. This is how we used to do it. This is how we used to do our weddings. This is how we used to do our naming ceremony. This is how we used to do burial. This is how we do. How you used to do it may actually be responsible for the challenges that you are facing. Can you adapt to the realities of the time? You can change your consumption pattern. Do you need to spend money that you do not have to buy what you do not need to please people who are not even watching? I've mentioned that if you go to church and you can remember the shoe the person beside you wore the previous Sunday, you cannot remember the topic of the sermon. You came to church for a different reason. Nobody is watching which shoe you wore. You can wear one shoe. And that is the truth. People who are bothered about changing like the chameleon, today you are green, tomorrow you are red, most of the time they go nowhere. Nobody is looking at your car. Car is just to take you from one point A to point B. You can change your vocation. Some vocations will not sell in tough times. Don't be ashamed to drop what you used to know and learn a new skill, the skill that is selling. And nothing is beneath your dignity. There is dignity in labor. What you need to understand is that in tough times, the humble will thrive. Humility precedes honor. Pride goes before a fall. A haughty spirit precedes destruction. Those who want to destroy themselves can go looking at, oh, this is the way we used to do it before. This is my level. You have no level, my friend. Just adapt to the realities of the time. Live like you are going through turbulence. Cut down on your expenditures. It is not the time to compete with your neighbor on consumption. We are very competitive in our culture. We don't compete for productivity. Your neighbor has built a factory. Why not say, oh, I must build another factory? With that, we will end the misery of unemployment, lack of productivity, scarcity of products if we compete along that line. But our competition is, oh, my neighbor used 7 million naira hall for his birthday. I must use a 10 million naira hall. My neighbor is put the child in 2 million naira school. My child must be in 5 million naira school. Who says the more expensive the school, the better the education? The size of school fees has nothing to do with the education. It's just wastefulness. Number five, reach out to well-meaning friends and families. I encourage you. When you tell people about your problem and you desire help from them, it is not everybody that you talk to that will be able to help you. Some of your family members will not be able to help you with finances or things like that. But you get encouragement from them. And some, in the bid to tell you their story on why they are not able to help, you may realize that you are even better off than so many other people. Because when you keep to yourself, you think you are the worst person on earth. No, you are not. What you are passing through, he said, there is no trouble that has come to you more than what is common to man. You are not the first to go through it, and you will not be the last. And I can assure you, whatever your situation, whatever your circumstance, there are so many people that you are better than. So, cease looking at yourself as a worst-placed human being. Number six, prioritize yourself in your choices. Many people live to please people that are not watching. You are looking at, what will people say? My birthday is not like this. My wedding is not like that. The burial. I remember when I lost my dad and we went for burial. My uncle called me and said, oh, when we did burial for my grandmother, we set a record, and everybody in the community knew that something happened in the village. This opportunity to set another record. I say, I don't set record for burial. I don't set record for consumption. We need to know what we really want. Prioritize yourself. Give yourself rest. Give yourself peace. To rest well, take on manageable tasks and break your tasks down into small units, things that you can easily handle. Don't take on the whole world at a time because you want to conquer the entire world. You weigh yourself down and you find that at the end of the day, it's like you accomplished nothing and you will be wearied out. Break everything. Like they say, how do you eat an elephant? Anybody can eat an elephant. You cut it in pieces. Take one piece at a time. There will be a time you find that there is no elephant left in the plate. You have eaten it. But don't take on the elephant and say, I'll finish it in a minute. No. Rest well. Eat well. Good food. When I talk of good food, people talk of money. No, you don't need big money to eat good food. Most of the time, the healthy foods are unprocessed foods, and they are the best for your health. And number 8, I would say practice gratitude. There is energy in gratitude. So, ungratefulness dries the bone. When people are not grateful, you find they complain, they murmur, they don't. Thank God for the sun. Thank God for the rain. Thank God for the wind. Thank God for a new day, for your sleeping, for waking up. There are so many. Thank God for your neighbor that you have people around you. Thank God for family. Thank God for friends. Thank God. So when you are grateful, there is an energy that it drives in you that will help you to be exactly what and who you want to be. Finally, I'll tell you, stay informed about the realities while avoiding negative news. Some people take information overload. Like, I think it was about 2 days ago that Senator Shehu Sani posted something about the level of security. He could freely travel Kaduna to Abuja by road, and he was excited about it. Shehu Sani is somebody I respect very well. If he tells me that security has been provided, he's not a frivolous person. I believe security has been provided, and that is really something to be cheerful about. Why not dwell on those positives instead of thinking that you are the worst place in the whole world? Always have in mind that you are not the worst place in the world. So, in summary, I will tell you, you need to acknowledge the reality of today. Don't live in denial. Be positive that you will get through it. Don't think that the problem will sink you. Be adaptable to change. Changing times. You see, the tree that stays strong against the wind will break. The tree that bends when the wind comes and rises when the wind leaves is the tree that gets strong and survives the wind. Live like you are going through turbulence. Don't pretend that nothing is happening. Live like somebody who is going through turbulence. Change your priorities. Then reach out to well-meaning friends and family members. They can be of help. If they don't give you money, they will comfort you with their words. Prioritize yourself in your choices every day. Rest well. Take on manageable tasks. Break the tasks down in pieces. Practice gratitude. Don't forget, be grateful for literally everything around you and be informed about the realities. Be well informed and avoid information overload. And in conclusion, always have in mind that there is nothing wrong with asking for help. No problem has your name tag on it. Every other person is passing through it. If they can survive, I assure you, you can survive. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.